It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitudes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Whoa, we are on some hot new mics, man. Courtesy of Shure microphones.
Thank
we have
you, Shure.
Six new SM7B microphones in the house. And what we got to do is let them know what we think about them.
I like them.
You like them already. I know, they do sound
Really what's cool. Good is it's appropriate for the topic today.
Yes, it is. But we'll get to that in a sec.
Okay, I can't wait.
But there's some things I need to, some housekeeping rules here.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be a little different episode today.
Okay.
Because I got to say, I'm a little pissed off. I am. I'm upset. And I know you were upset when you heard this, but, you know.
Well, I wasn't upset. I was enciced.
You were enciced. You were enciced? Really?
I don't know if that's the right word. What? Incensed.
You were incensed.
Maybe.
Right. You were enciced to be incensed. All right. The mayor was going to be here today.
Yes.
And he had a family situation to deal with, which is fine. We miss you, Mayor.
Yes, we do.
But we know he was like right on board with what we're going to discuss today. Mm-hmm. Returning to our studio, New Putt City Studios in Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton Waves is the remarkable John Hatch is with us again today. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Christina.
Hello.
We are so hooked on Hatch. It's not even...
Shameless
so
plug.
Much so, we if you go to TrentonWaves.com right now, you can still win a John Hatch hoodie.
I thought I was going to win that.
No,
I
you're not going to win it.
You
no,
win.
No, you don't win.
I answered the question.
No, but you sent the letter. We get a card from John Hatch, a Christmas card, and one of the words, I couldn't read the Hatch scratch on there, and one of the words was totally illegible.
Yes.
So we made it into a contest. If you could figure out what this word says, you can win a free Hooked on Hatch hoodie.
Yes.
Right. So he enters himself and he tells what the word is.
Right. Well, at least now we know what it is.
If
so
you
that's
are
good.
Hooked up with Hatch in any way, shape, or form, or you work for New Putt City, you are not eligible to enter this contest, unfortunately. However, the proceeds go to the Passage Theater.
Right.
100% of the profits go right to the Passage Theater, which John is a board member on.
Yes, it's a really worthy cause, and can't wait to go see a show there soon.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So we are definitely hooked on Hatch, and just to make it official.
He's the Daily Catch, we're hooked on Hatch. He's the Daily Catch, we're hooked on
Hatch.
Oh, goodness.
That is unbelievable.
I love it. Okay, so you can
only
get
in
your
Trenton, right?
You can get your Hatch merch at TrentonWaves.com. Okay, we're going to get into this now.
Yes.
John, so you used us the other day.
I did.
And we willfully went along with it.
I did.
So just so you know.
Because he tried to incise us.
Incise us?
Tell us why you're here today, John,
yes.
Because I'm going to lose my mind in a minute.
Okay. So there's a, as you guys know, Trenton is one of the most historic cities in the country, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
One of the most historic spots in the city of Trenton is the South Broad Street Bridge over the Assanpink Creek, right by Mill Hill Park. And that bridge, you know, what you see on the surface is this really ugly bridge. It's got chain link fencing on the side and it's in terrible shape. And DOT has been talking about fixing up, replacing that bridge for a long time. Now, the thing about that location is that it is the location where the first white settlers came to Trenton in 1679, Mail and Stacy. A mill was there and they built a bridge. And then it's the site of the Second Battle of Trenton.
Wow, yes.
So the second victory in the American Revolution. It's the site where George Washington, on his way from Mount Vernon to New York to get inaugurated.
Right.
The first time he traveled through Trenton and was greeted by the people of Trenton, especially the women and girls of Trenton. They built this victory arch at this location for him to go through. There are pieces of that victory arch at the old barracks and at the Trenton Public Library. The letter that George Washington wrote to the people of Trenton thanking them for being welcomed so warmly is at the Trenton Public Library. So that happened right there. It is just an incredibly important location. And underneath this really ugly roadway and chain link fencing, there's a 19th century, beautiful 19th century stone bridge under there. It needs work. So DOT is going to do work. Great.
Okay.
Yes.
The problem is what they're planning so far is really ugly.
Okay.
And it makes not a nod, not anything to how important this location is.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it looks like pretty much like an overpass or like an exit from New Jersey Turnpike.
Ugh.
We're in downtown Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and thousands of people walk across this bridge, and it's they haven't made a nod or just a bare nod to this location.
Mm-hmm.
So over the past few years, DOT has been working with the State Historic Preservation Office and sort of nominally with people in the city of Trenton to make this design better, and it hasn't gotten better, or at least not much better. So we're now at a crucial moment. They're really pushing to get the bridge constructed, which they need to do,
mm-hmm.
and we're at this crucial moment where we could, if DOT would listen, if they would like get out of their kind of bureaucratic mode, the bridge could actually be a beautiful spot in the city of Trenton,
mm-hmm.
could acknowledge how important that location is, and be an attraction for tourists and visitors to come to the city.
Absolutely.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution is coming up in 5 years.
Really?
Wow.
5 years.
Mm. Wouldn't even know that.
And Trenton is huge. I mean, the first two victories, the turning point of the revolution, happened here in Trenton.
Right.
Trenton is and ought to be the center for this celebration. And this location,
mm-hmm.
it should be beautiful for the people of Trenton. It should be beautiful for the people of New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and for all the visitors coming into the city.
I agree.
That's a deal. And
right.
I used you because...
Yeah.
You know, there have been letters going back and forth, and I sit on the board of the Trenton Historical Society.
Yes.
And that's one of the things we're trying to do is make this bridge what it ought to be.
Okay.
So I sent an email to DOT.
Tina Schutz.
Just saying, you know, we've seen what we think are the most up-to-date designs.
Mm-hmm.
We think they could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in my email, we listed five things that would be easy to do.
Okay.
Cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And would make a huge difference.
All right.
And I copied you because I know that you guys love Trenton.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have this show.
Yeah.
And then you would not let this go
unnoticed.
Yes. Right.
Exactly.
Well, all right. Well, two things. Number one, you're driving me nuts with that mask. I'm telling you, just take it off. I can't handle it. You're fine. You're not going to get COVID in my studio. You're fine.
I better not.
You'll be fine.
Oh, wow. You sound so much better.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Not.
God. It's not like you were being kidnapped. The second thing.
I'm kidnapped by COVID.
Oh, no, don't be. No,
we all are.
Oh,
we're not. Anyway, the second thing is, so what happens now? Because the mayor sent an email.
He wrote a very passionate email.
Very passionate.
Which
I wish you were here, but I understand. He said that in essence, both the New Jersey Department of Transportation and the Army Corps have taken the position of good enough, as well as, this is what really got me nuts, most unfortunate, when we had recent meetings with NJDOT as to what they were going to do, we were told it's not our problem. It's not our problem.
Yes, I have a big problem with
that. If this were Princeton, let me tell you,
right.
there wouldn't be even an issue. There wouldn't
right.
have been a John Hatch. There wouldn't
like,
be a podcast.
Enough.
There wouldn't have been anything. There wouldn't have been even been something like this.
He's the Daily Catch. We're hooked on Hatch. He's the Daily Catch. We're hooked on
You know what
Hatch.
I'm saying?
I really take offense to that because I feel like it's elitist.
Yes.
And dare I say, racist.
Yes, I agree.
Because it's like Trenton doesn't matter. Why? Why is that? Let's think. Why doesn't it matter?
Let's think about this a minute.
Why
doesn't Trenton
matter? Well,
nobody
cares about Trenton. Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. There is a whole city of people that care.
Yeah.
And you better wake up, DOT.
You better wake
up. Coming after you.
I'm aggravated.
Apparently.
Everyone's getting put under the bus here.
So much money flows through Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for it to land and stick here now.
Yes.
Enough is enough.
Yes. We want Trenton to look beautiful. It's important.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I think the Historic Society got involved in this and why I'm involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's true. They just did a beautiful bridge restoration on 206
yes.
in Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Historic bridge. Looks beautiful.
Right.
They did a really nice bridge in Ewing Township. You know, it's a much less historic spot.
Right.
And it acknowledges the history of that spot. So why doesn't the capital of New Jersey get the same
yes.
treatment? This
yeah.
is not special treatment. This is just the same treatment.
Yeah, like so. Equal treatment, right? Equal treatment? To people who are listening, think about this. And I want you to get as incited.
Oh, here we go again. That word.
Incensed.
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 As we are.
Yes. We're not going to take it anymore. Really.
Right. Is there enough. Anything else you wanted to say about what the mayor wrote?
He's just
right.
basically
he was,
echoing
he was
what John
very
is saying
passionate.
About the historic.
Right, right. Okay. You know. So we're putting out a call to arms in such a way because it's like this is the seat of revolution. People who live here are revolutionaries. So tap into that indignation and think about what that says about where you live as a resident and how your government thinks about you. And you have the right to resist. And rebel.
So here's three people, New
yeah.
Jersey,
so,
that I want you to send an email to.
get out your pens and papers or your phone or whatever you use to take.
They just could really go to the website and get it.
Notes. Yeah, but it may be.
I'll make it easy.
Make it easy.
First up, the
Barrage.
Commissioner. The Bombard. Commissioner of the NJDOT, Diane Gutierrez hyphen Scatetti, and I'm probably butchering that name. She's the commissioner of NJDOT. The deputy commissioner, Joe Bertoni, a nice Irish boy. And Tina.Schutz at dot.nj.gov. Here's the thing. We want you to send these people emails about
them.
The craziness that's going on and how dare they say
treat
it's not
us.
Our problem
right.
And treat Trenton like
as
we're a
lesser.
Bunch of second-class citizens,
right.
Which we're not.
Why are we lesser than Princeton? Why
yeah,
are we
yeah.
lesser than than
Princeton?
Than Ewing? We don't want to be better, but we at least want to be
no,
equal,
but you know
too.
What? Hey, Princeton, I'm not impressed with
I'm
those pancakes either. Those pancakes are horrible. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, John.
Yeah.
He's red and he's exhausted.
He's like, I've had
enough. We're not even 15 minutes into this interview.
All
John,
right.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I know.
Again?
I know.
I'm breathing.
I know what John needs.
I'm breathing.
I know what he needs.
Not again.
He's the daily catch. Look, don't hatch.
Begging you. That's the last time.
I love that.
Okay.
I gotta get my money's worth on it. That wasn't cheap.
Okay, John, please jump in.
What can
okay.
I say?
I want you to say the five things now. So the second thing is what's next now?
What's next is DOT is organizing. They haven't set a date or a time or a location yet, but supposedly before the end of January, a public meeting about this bridge.
So ooh. No time, place, or anything?
They're still organizing it, but that's
okay.
what I was told was
okay.
that it's the intention.
Done. What needs to be organized, really?
Well, they want to hear from the public.
So a public
meeting
that,
gets
feedback. I know
that, but when is that going to, why does that take so long to get going, to get on the date, on the calendar?
I don't know.
What are the five things that you propose?
See, I know some of these are kind of technical. So, you know, one is the bridge is going to get parapets, safety walls, you know, because it's going over the creek.
Sure.
Gotcha.
So those should be faced with real stone, like the Stony Brook Bridge in Princeton, but real stone that matches the 19th century bridge, the arches of the bridge below.
Mm-hmm.
So that's first, so that it looks nice.
Right.
Adjust the design so that it's not just a plain wall, but at the end that there are real ends, like kind of piers at the end, that you could put lights on and plaques.
Oh, how nice that would be.
So they would look nice.
It's
actually an important thing to do because the bridge is on a hill and a curve.
Right.
And if you did that, it would be more obvious that you're about to go over the bridge. So it's actually a safety thing.
Okay.
The third is the bridge right now has these kind of steel outriggers sticking out of the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
They look ugly. They're unnecessary. They should just be cut off. And there's some utility piping that's right now going over the Assunpink Creek. So we have a suggestion about how better to hide that so you could fully open up the creek. Right now they opened up a lot of it. It looks much better, but more of it needs to be opened up.
Okay.
And the last thing is that the bridge should be designed to accommodate two-way traffic. South Broad Street is one way, which is really annoying for visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully traffic patterns are going to change in downtown Trenton and just make sure that that bridge can accommodate two-way traffic.
Is it also a bridge that can accommodate like walking traffic and bicycles?
Yeah, so there are sidewalks. It's designed, so actually that's a good point. We got to make sure that it's designed with adequate sidewalks, and I think there are, and also for bikes, because that's super important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Trenton is a very big cycling town.
It is.
You might not know that, people, but it is.
Yeah.
I bike to work.
And I bike everywhere.
How'd you get here today?
Today, I had to pick something up, so I was coming back, so I drove.
You drove here?
Normally, I would walk.
Usually, you walk. I know.
Normally, I walk
or
ride my bike.
Wow.
Yes, and I actually might walk home myself.
Oh, here we go.
But I bike to the nail salon. I bike to the hairdresser. I bike to
Yeah, I've seen you there at Executive Cuts. Just a little plug for Executive Cuts.
Yes, yes. We have to have her on the show,
when are you coming on, Deb? Is that ever going to happen?
She would be so much fun on this.
Tell me about
fun.
It. I know.
She is a lot of fun.
All right. So, and these things that you're proposing are not crazy expensive.
No.
They're not going to break the bank. Doesn't cost a fortune to do.
I think the cost would be really minor, but the impact would be really big.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So you get a lot of bang for your buck on this one.
Absolutely agree. I don't think these people realize it. Diane, Joey, and Tina, and all the rest of them over there. And by the way, we're gonna have a whole list of emails on the website. You click
and
it, you send
numbers.
And phone numbers and pictures, and we're just gonna blast everyone out. I don't care.
Right.
Too bad.
I'd be curious as to where these folks live.
Yeah.
Do they
live
in
where do you
Trent?
Live, Tina?
Where do you live, Joey?
Where does Joey Bertoni live, I wanna know?
Yeah.
Moorestown or
I don't know.
Princeton, I dare say.
But anyway, I just want to very much reiterate that we want equal treatment, at least with Princeton and Ewing. If they can get a bridge that looks beautiful over an inconsequential street, we should get an equally beautiful bridge over a very important historic bridge.
Yes, exactly.
That would drive tourism here, would improve the quality of life for the residents who live here.
Mm. And I just want to throw this out there. Years ago, before we had a podcast.
Yes.
Years ago, we went up against that Leawood Realty Group.
You remember that?
I do.
And
that.
We wrote a newsletter, and we delivered it, hand-delivered this stuff. This
old school.
And we went to Michael Fink's house. We went to his house took a picture of his house and put it on the cover.
Right, because he didn't live anywhere near Trenton.
He lived nowhere near Trenton.
But he had no problem coming here.
I forgot that was you guys.
Oh, yeah, that was us.
That was us.
Yeah. Hey, let's see where Michael Fink lives. Because of all the displaced families that he's going to be putting out, he has plenty of room to house them in his big
property. And we said that if you are getting displaced, please feel free to
move in with him. He has the room. And all of it, lo and behold, it was unanimous. They flip on the Leawood deal.
Thank God.
That would have been a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Well, so it's going to tear down, four square blocks?
Ten square blocks of a beautiful historic
neighborhood.
Right. Displacing over 500 families.
Many people didn't have a mortgage. They were living there for years and really took care of their homes and really understood the value of the historic
building. I'm only saying this because that was before. That was just with Trenton that we were putting this out.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going not only all over the state, but all over the world. A third of our listeners are from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
186,000, over 186,000 listeners.
Are in New Jersey.
A third of those are in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. That's just on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a promo on every single show on our network,
which
means over 1 million people.
Wow.
So
is that in New Jersey or worldwide?
That's network-wide.
Okay.
But what it means is it's going to over 180,000 active listeners.
Right.
So it's way over that. I know the Dear Sis show has over 20,000 alone.
So do you hear that, DOT?
You hear that?
Are you getting ready to get bombarded? You're going to be so tired of hearing from us.
Is it going to be like, you know what, just do whatever they want to shut them up? You hear that, Diane and Joey? And you too, Tina. You're not innocent. Now, maybe you're a nice person.
They all might be nice people.
But you're pissing us
they're
off.
They're wrong right now. They're wrong.
You're wrong. You're dead wrong.
Because they are representing people, and it's your job to do what we ask.
Yeah.
You work for us. That's why you got hired.
Right. Otherwise, get your resume out there. Go get a job at McDonald's.
I don't think you understand people in government. You work for me. Thank
you. Not the other way around. We're not supposed to kiss your asses. Don't you get it?
Okay.
Don't you understand, you maniacs?
John is clutching.
All right, John, go ahead. Well, John has to be a certain way. Well, you know, he has a business in
this
town.
This is me and Frank
talking.
Other
than me, apparently.
This is me and Frank talking. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I wanted to add one other thing. So there's something called Executive Order 40.
Mm-hmm. I swear I thought you were going to say executive cuts. I thought it was another promo for Debbie to get her on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
So Executive Order 40
is
from Governor Murphy. And it's actually a great order. It's ordering state agencies to work closely with city agencies and with city groups to, wherever possible, do things that will encourage economic redevelopment and heritage tourism and all that kind of stuff in the city of Trenton.
Cool.
There are agency groups that meet, I think including DOT, that meet regularly with city folk to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great order that the governor has done. What I understand is that it's all been communication so far and nothing concrete has come out of it.
Okay.
Like nothing that has had a positive impact in the city yet. I mean, a lot of good intentions. So this is one of those things that is clearly covered by Executive Order 40 and could be the first shining example of why this order from the governor is a good thing. He ordered agencies to do it. So this is not just a nice thing that DOT ought to do, it's something that they're supposed to do.
Right. Here's the thing, DOT. This would be a little feather in your cap. So we're going to make this be beneficial for you too,
right? Get something out of this.
The governor could point to you as the example of how this whole Executive Order 40 works.
You hear that, Murph?
There you go.
All right, good.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
I did want to say, too, there's a lot of people that live in Pennsylvania and New Jersey that are really into the whole history of the area.
Yeah.
So I want you to fire up your passions. And even if you don't live in the city of Trenton, please support us in this endeavor.
I mean, it is about what's right for the city of Trenton. But it's also like, this is truly an incredibly historic spot.
Right.
To not acknowledge it is just ridiculous.
Yes, it is
ridiculous. And,
it is.
You know, and it's got to make you think, why wouldn't you acknowledge this the way it should be?
So. Mm-hmm. Right. We've been driving up and down the coast. We stopped in places like Richmond, and you just see how they treat their old historic places. Even their old warehouses, they've been transformed into breweries and—
Like Roebling Lofts.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And design studios and loft apartments. And it's like, why can't we get a handle on this in here in New Jersey? So I'm appealing to you. This would be a great place to continue that effort.
That's it. You just go to the website, TrentonWays.com. It's on the front page. John Hatch, I'm bumping you off the front page for now, because this is more important than selling Hatch merch.
No problem. This is definitely more important.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else? So here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We ignite Executive Order 40 right now.
Set it afire.
We set it aflame. Well, no, we don't want to set it on fire.
No, let's not set it afire.
No, let's not do
we're
that.
We're launching it out of a rocket ship.
I want to get emails that we're arsonists now.
No, we're launching Executive 40.
Executive Order 40. We don't even know what it is. We're launching something.
I want to say Executive Cuts 40.
We're launching Executive Cuts 40.
No.
She's got to come on the show.
She has to. We are launching Executive Order 40.
Done.
Done.
That's it. The heck with you guys.
Yeah, all
right. So, John, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Okay.
Trenton Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
He doesn't help me. He doesn't, that's not helping. Okay. He knows what it is.
Well, what do you got to plug?
New Pod City now has a new service. If you go to newpodcity.com, scroll all the way down to the footer, you'll see a little button there that says, Protect Your Podcast the New Pod City Way. And what that is it's our trademark attorney, and he will trademark your podcast for you if you have one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the New Pod City Network, you get a discount. But if you just have a podcast out there, you want to trademark your podcast,
you
go
can.
To newpodcity.com. There it is. It covers your artwork, your intro, your outro, your content, your title, all that stuff. So that's a fun new thing that we got going on, and a couple of other things that I'm going to be announcing soon, but not right now because we have John Hatch here. John, what do you got going on?
We're about to make an announcement about the next building that we're going to restore at Roebling Wireworks.
So, when was that?
I can't announce it quite yet.
Okay.
But it's not a plug.
Well, no, but it's something to look forward to.
Oh, here's my plug. I'm going to announce something soon.
That's my plug. You got it.
That's all ridiculous.
Right. No, I like
Sorry. Thank you, Christine.
God. It leaves you anticipating something wonderful.
You will be the first to know.
No, you won't be the first to know.
Well, you'll be like the third.
I can guarantee.
I'll be happy with three. Three is
We got to call the mayor.
Okay.
Right.
We got to call a council person, and then
you got to let David know.
Well,
he's the one who's going to tell me.
So you don't even know.
So okay. That's the first thing.
Do you have any kind of influence at all?
He does.
Was it just this? He just did like a, I don't know what he did into the mic.
Spectre.
I can't even explain that.
Oh my goodness.
Spectre.
I'm excited then.
So that's first. I'll also plug. This
that's
is not
the first plug.
So okay. This is not something that I'm doing. It's just something that I love. I think that it's Royal Bakery on Willow Street.
Royal Creations.
Yes. Yeah, they are awesome.
We've been there. They've catered our party that we had.
They gave us the cupcakes. Oh, my goodness.
They are great.
There were only six people there, by the way, people.
Right. It was
What did you say?
At the party.
Six people.
It wasn't like 50 people.
And socially distancing.
It was a very small gathering. Yeah. But we had the cupcakes there for dessert.
Unbelievable.
And the owner is lovely.
Yes.
So wonderful. We want to have her on the show, too.
So what are you promoting her for? I mean,
just because I think she's great.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's
and I think the store is great. And the third place that I'll promote, just because I think it's great, is it called Up and Down Coffee?
One Up, One Down.
Yes.
One Up, One Down.
They've been on the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
good. Because I've bought a lot of coffee there.
You have to try the Pistachio Mustachio. It's a Well, here's the thing. We were in there one day getting a. They make the best cappuccino I've ever had.
They do.
So they made it with pistachio milk.
Yep.
So, and it leaves like a mustache. So Christina calls it, that's the Pistachio Mustachio. So we called it that. We did a little commercial on YouTube. And yes, Podcastia, thank you for checking that out. We appreciate the traffic. People are going in there ordering a Pistachio Mustachio, and this guy, Eric, has no idea what they're talking about.
Because it was Vince who was there when we did this.
Yeah.
So Eric was like, what? What is
and this? And they're like, come on, isn't this
Want a pistachio? Pistachio. And it's not a latte. If you want a latte, order a latte.
Right.
Thank
right.
you. It's not pistachio latte.
Mm-hmm. It's a great, great little spot. And you can actually sit in there now with the mask and distance. Yeah. They fixed it up so beautifully inside. Inside and outside is really nice.
Yes. Actually, I meant to suggest to them, they should get a couple of tables and chairs outside.
They do.
And
I haven't seen it. On the other block. On the little side street. They used to have tables out there.
Well, I hope they do that again because then I would... Just stay there. So
we're right up the block from them. You know?
Yeah.
We can walk there from our house.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's all I've got to plug.
Okay. All right. That's him. When is David coming on?
David doesn't
like me, does he?
David's a.
Is it because I punch him in the arm every time?
I found that David is an only child.
It could be.
David's an only child.
Christina, you should connect with David. So
I should because I get the only child thing because you're a little introverted and it takes a while to like.
I'm so nice to him.
You're a little...
What, a little much?
Like big family-ish.
Yes. You're loud. You're very...
I told you you were frightening the children, so...
I wrote you an email. I wasn't even talking to anybody.
You must have read it to them.
How did you read it?
No, because I got a bunch of phone calls.
You read? Oh. I was calling you back.
No,
other people.
You sent the email, and then I got a bunch of phone calls about your email.
Good. You got
That's what
calls.
I wrote you. Like, hey, come,
hey,
friend,
cowards.
Come.
Hey, cowards, why don't you send me the email? Stop franking John to death.
Franking John.
Yeah, he didn't want to be franked to death.
Oh, okay.
Well, what did people say?
No, just like, wow, he's enthusiastic.
That's a kind way to say it.
Look, I had to get authority and permission to use that email. I had to read it back to my wife like 3 times.
Right, I gave permission.
And when I reread it, it was like, it was fine. It was completely fine. It's just like more enthusiastic than people were used to.
Anyway. And that's the problem. They're not used to that.
All right, well, yeah. Because everyone wants to be so sensitive. And it's good to be sensitive.
I like that he got the calls.
But to be honest. But I have a plug, too. It's actually a response, like a happy thing. We gave out all the gift certificates over Christmas for people who decorated in our neighborhood.
Right. To Coopers
and I'm
one
happy
up and down.
To say that we've got some thank yous. We were thanking people and they were thanking us back. Things like, wow, we've never been to Coopers before. We didn't even know that restaurant was there.
Yeah.
It was so nice that we got to go there for dinner and check out this new place. We'll be going there now.
Yeah.
More often.
The one woman said it's my new favorite place.
It's my new favorite place. And they could literally walk there also. And One Up, One Down was another place that gave us gift certificates to give out. People have been now going over there. Didn't know that existed. And Italian People's Bakery as well.
Uh-huh.
So we just want to thank those businesses for participating in that little promotion.
We'll be doing that again.
Yes, we will be doing it again.
Okay. John, you good?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Look at how he's sitting there. His posture is perfect.
He has very good posture. Now he's slouching. Oh, no, he's like posing.
Like the principal walked in or something. All right. Well, that being said, this has been a pretty fiery episode of Trenton Waves. We'll see you next time on Trenton Waves.
Yeah.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.